This is the dripping wet voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. Why am I talking like that? And it's time now for the food show. That's dripping as well. As a matter of fact, it's drizzling. And it's all over the city, and it's one of those days that's not only very wet, but very cold, although it's not as cold as it's going to be in a couple of days. But then the end of the week is looking good. All right, I don't give weather reports. What am I doing that for? Welcome. It's time for the food show. The concept of the food show is very simple. We talk about eating. We talk about everything that you have to do to get up to eating, which includes cooking, you know, going out and buying food, you know, whatever it takes to satisfy your own diet on this. And to that end, we have this radio program now in over 30 years on the air. We talk about nothing but food and the things that you have to do to get food in front of you. And our phone number is 260-6368. We haven't moved to the new number yet, have we? I think we have to have we need a strategic meeting with the engineering guys and find out how that's going to work. But it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's going to be something of interest, I think. Oh, well, but anyway, we don't want to talk about that. Our telephone number, is 260-6368. And we would love to hear from you about food, about cooking, about wine, about, you know, anything at all that fits in. We are moving up on Thanksgiving Day. That's on the 23rd, I think it is. Let's see. I was off one day. 22nd of the month. So we're like a little less than 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And I'm happy to say that the one problem in my kitchen, if you could call this a kitchen, leading up to Thanksgiving Day and causing some alarm is the fact that my big green egg had ceased to operate. And the reason was that the gizmo that holds it all in one piece, because it really is only two pieces, the bottom and the top, and that's it. But there is this gizmo that has wheels on it so you can move it around wherever you want it. Anyway, about 6 months or so, we noticed that that thing had just kind of like crumpled underneath the weight of the big green egg itself. And we were able to save it completely, except for that bottom part, which is just, you know, junky stuff. But the big green egg itself, not harmed in any way. And they came over, the guys what's their name again? Let's see, Basil's Ace Hardware, of course. Basil's Ace Hardware. They came in, they fixed it. They took about an hour and a half to do it, so it was not a small deal. But now it's glistening, it's looking great, and so we're all ready to do the two turkeys that we will be doing, because we've been informed recently that we have more people coming over than we had on our initial sheet of attendees. So we're getting a little closer to Thanksgiving, and just by having the big green egg again, we are in pretty good shape on that. I wonder how you are doing. You're very possibly well ahead of what I'm trying to do over at my house. But I'd really love to talk with you about what you do have planned, because that's the whole idea of our program, is we learn from one another how to get the best tasting food, the most enjoyable, the food that's most satisfying for you and also healthiest. And that's our program. And if you ever have any, you know, concern as to whether what you want to bring up is really, really fits into the program, please don't give it a second thought. Just go ahead and call us. We're always here waiting for you. We'd love to hear from you. Anything, I'm not joking, that you have on your culinary mind. 260-6368. Let's see, we had a couple of other things over the weekend. We did a program on Saturday afternoon, which I don't do every week, but I did this week. And I was all ready with a theme that I thought would be pretty interesting. And I'm not sure if interesting is a good enough word, because I filled up three or four sheets of paper with what people told me. So apparently this is something. And it actually started on this program about a week ago. One of our, a good friend of mine, Kit Wohl, who just published a book about New Orleans and what she referred to as the iconographic pieces of New Orleans. I don't think that was her verbiage there, but what her book is about are parts of New Orleans that are very distinctive to our city, but not only very distinctive, but very beautiful and interesting and unique and all of those other things. And we started, she does it in her book and with things like the cast iron elevators, cast iron and wrought iron balconies and such like that. With food, we're talking about the food we eat, the raw materials, the dishes that come out of it, the restaurants that do it, the chefs who cook, you know, and all of those things. And I thought, let's do that with food. So the concept is we are looking for the icons of the New Orleans food organization. It's not organized, it's anything but organized. The iconography of our city in terms of what makes it very special. So what we're looking for here are not very memorable sometimes. A number of people called up the program and said things like Chef Warren LaRuth, who in his time was certainly one of the great figures in the New Orleans food scene. But he's a good friend of mine, long gone. 2004, I think, is when he passed away. And we certainly miss him, but we're limiting this to only people who are still alive. So what you have to do to make our list of icons of New Orleans food is to, A, still be alive, B, producing something that is really distinctly New Orleans and that you would not likely see in any other places. But not only that, but it's really fine, excellent quality, deliciousness, beautiful layouts and all of that. And that I'm inviting you to just name the whatever it is, the person, the restaurant, the dish, whatever, and we will just make a list of this. It started out, and I wound up filling up, as I said, six sheets of paper. And I wish to goodness that I had it with me right now. It's sitting back at the studio. We're coming to you from the Coolwater Ranch today, the Coolwater Raining Ranch, I should add. And so I don't have that whole list, but that's okay. We could do many lists of like this one. So I would like to begin the program and this particular shtick within it by bringing up what got me thinking about it to begin with, and that was last week, I think it was Thursday, maybe Friday, I sat down and I said, you know, I've earlier today, not long ago, in fact, not more than 2 hours ago, I went to Bud's Broiler. And Bud's Broiler is a hamburger place you probably know, and you may also know that I've been eating there for a long time. The first time I ever tried it was in 1967, still in high school back then. And it had only been around about 10 years at that time. They've got quite a lot of them out there now, and they're still booming. And as near as I can tell, every time I go to a Bud's, they're usually pretty busy. So anyway, that's what I chose for it, because I don't know anybody else who does charcoal-grilled hamburgers, and there are some other things that they do that are kind of special to them. And I thought, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about, an icon of eating, something that stands out and is delicious in its way. Or if you disagree with the fact that it should be one of those, please feel free to call us. Get the idea? You can probably figure out one or two of these, or you probably have one just at the top of your mind. So share it with us, would you? We're always looking for more people to talk on our little radio show here, which is on the air weekdays, every day from 3 till 6. And all we talk about is food. Wait a minute. Excuse me. 3 till 5, right? That's when we're on, aren't we? Or have we changed everything without telling me? Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. 260 6368 is our telephone number. And you can call about that, the iconic restaurants and et cetera. But if you have something else on your mind, like, for example, do you know of any restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving Day? Ah, yes, we do have all of that here as well. We're going to talk about anything you want all the time, just like we always do. So if there's something you need to know about the dining scene around town, about how to do a recipe that maybe you can't quite figure out, let's hope I can figure it out, or we can find somebody listening to us who will know the answers to these things, and then we'll have some action going on. So anyway, I hope so. So call us. No matter what it is that's on your mind, please understand that if you think you have a stupid question or anything like that, don't worry about it. We had one really stupid question a long time ago, but it was so stupid that it was actually funny. And we've been using it as a running joke ever since, although I've never admitted to that, so I'm not going to tell you now either. 260-6368. And one more thing before we dive into this, if in fact we do, it was pointed out to me at the right before we went on the air, well, about a half an hour, that our list for restaurants that are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day were not in today's newsletter. I've been running it every day, kind of at the bottom, so we can do all of the regular articles that we run in the New Orleans Menu Daily. That's what I call it. And but somehow it got left out today. But I put it back, and as a matter of fact, there were a couple of updates to it. In fact, there's been updates to it just about every day, so worth checking. Here's where you find it. Go to nomenu.com, nomenu.com, and then just scroll down. It's all the way at the end because we put it in every day during the Thanksgiving season. And we have a bunch of other articles to talk about in today's edition anyway. So that's where it is. Just go to nomenu.com and scroll down until you see it. It takes up pages. Bob is on the phone. Bob, welcome to our broadcast.
Hi. A few minutes ago, you were mentioning hamburgers. So yeah. I guess a question that just kind of popped in my head is, why do they call it a hamburger when it's actually made out of beef?
Well, it is named for a city in Germany called Hamburg.
Okay.
So if you're somebody who lives in or came from Hamburg, you are a hamburger by definition. In fact, I think there was actually an intermediate break in there, because I think the original people who named themselves hamburgers are actually who live somewhere in the Midwest or in the Patri country. Patri. Out there in the middle of nowhere, you know? And I think that's who the hamburgers are, but it's named for those people. Are you still there? Where'd he go? Is anybody still there? Are we still there? Huh? He went away? This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Something wrong?
No.
There's something. Everything stopped all of a sudden. We were playing theme music, and I don't know why. Are we still there? Assure me we're still there. Okay. 260. What happened to Bob? He just disappeared? I guess so. 260-6368. Call us up. Tell us where you've been eating. And if you want to add something, this is what I'd really be interested in today. The icons of New Orleans eating. What really stands out for something? It can even stand out to something dumb. And we'll take that. But we'd love to hear from you. Or, of course, anything else you want to talk about restaurants, about cooking, and all the rest of it. That's more than enough to give us today. Our program today, I'm pretty sure, is sponsored by Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And Felix's is one of those rare restaurants that has two completely different ways of saying the name of the place. So you have Felix's, which is what it looks like, F-E-L-I-X-apostrophe-S, Felix's. Or you have this way that has been spoken this way for as long as I can remember, Felix. you will hear that particularly if you bump into people who have been living in New Orleans for, say, 50 years or thereabouts, they won't call it Felix's. They'll call it Felix, period. Felix's or Felix's, either one you want to talk about, can date back its heritage to somewhere around middle 1930s. I first ran into it when I was 19 years old, when a couple of friends of mine were trying to goad me into eating raw oysters because they said if I were a real gourmet, I would eat raw oysters, which I was not doing at that time. And so I did, and it was at Felix's or Felix's that I tried them. And I've been eating them ever since and very often from them. And Felix's is still there on Iberville Street between Royal and Bourbon Street. But they now have a new location that you may really love because it's got a great view of the lake and right around West End Park and a good place to go. You must know, though, that parking is a little tough around there. Not too bad. There's lots of it, but there's lots of people who go out that way, too. And so, you might have to look around for one, but it's worth doing. And they have everything from the oysters to the everything else seafood that you know and like. And also, they do some wonderful dishes with just basic New Orleans ingredients. Felix's, the word is Latin for happy. Hello there. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, and we talk about nothing but food, restaurants, cooking, wines, big time of year. This is the feasting season. In fact, this time of the year is without a doubt, kind of makes itself that, the feasting season. And many restaurants now starting to do some interesting specials, although, I think they're waiting until maybe it's over. Or maybe after Thanksgiving? I'm not sure. Anyway, if you are looking for a restaurant to go to for Thanksgiving Day, you need to know a couple of things. First of all, get a reservation. Please don't even think about walking into a restaurant and expecting to find a table, even if you're a regular customer. You might get away with it, but I don't think it's a good idea. So make sure you do that. And if you have a reservation, check it, maybe a couple of days ahead of time just to make sure everything is cool, because you don't want to show up on Thanksgiving Day for any reason without a seat dedicated to you. So, go ahead and just make sure the restaurateurs are very much in favor of that. Also, if you are calling a bunch of restaurants, the ones that you really enjoy, and you have found that all of them are booked up, that this is not a horrible fate, because what you can do now is call a restaurant and say, listen, I just had a change in what's going to happen around here, and we need a couple of seats if you possibly have them, because even the major restaurants that are difficult to get into at even the best of times, they often have open tables just at the last minute because somebody canceled, or worse yet, canceled without telling anybody. And so there are tables available in most restaurants. It's worth making the call for, but don't get your hopes up. I mean, this is a last-digit sort of effort. All right, I have made up a list of the best 40 restaurants around town for Thanksgiving Day. I've checked around to see who was doing what. I can tell you one thing that struck me about this one is that a lot of restaurants are running dinners of about 3 courses, sometimes 4 courses. The prices, this really surprised me, also in the 3 to 5 area. Some of them are going a good deal higher than that. The major hotels, for example, very common for them to be $80 and more per person. So, be very aware of that before you go. So anyway, all this information, here's how you get it. Go to nomenu.com. That's my own personal website. I think it's on the WWL website as well. And you can just go over there, scroll down all the way to the bottom of the day's newsletter, because I put up a newsletter every day. But go all the way to the bottom, and I have all 40 of these restaurants and their specialties and what they're up to and if they're doing something unusual to let you know about it. And so this will, you know, set you up a little bit more easily. And again, I tell you, nomenu.com. And then just scroll down, you'll find the list. I've added a few changes today, so I keep it up to date on a regular basis. 260-6368. Come on, you got a minute? Tell me what you've been eating over the weekend. I was mentioning earlier about my big green egg. Boy, it even looks good now, but it needed a good bit of brushing up after a while. After all, the old guy made it all the way through Hurricane Katrina, sitting on my deck at home, and just sat there and laughed at the hurricane. And when it came out, if there was anything that had been damaged, I never have seen it. Now, after sitting around on the deck for many years and taking a little bit of abuse, it's back in business again, and thanks to the guys over at Basil's Ace Hardware who came in and fixed it.
Now, you know,
did a beautiful job of it. What?
You know that the reason it stood up to the hurricane, it was the big green egg, not the small green egg or the medium green egg, but the big green egg.
The big green egg.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good thought.
Well, I was going to mention today on your site you have a national pizza with the works, except anchovies day today.
Yeah, is that was somebody responsible for putting up such a silly idea?
Well,
I mean, what is your feeling about that?
Well, anchovies gives pizza sort of a boing thing.
I like it.
You eat all the pizza, and all of a sudden you run across an anchovy, and your mouth goes boing.
Bing.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, along with that, we do have National French Dip Day today.
National French what?
Dip.
Oh, French dip. That's something that means something in most of America, but it doesn't mean very much around New Orleans. Or would you disagree with that?
I would agree with that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that. Also, it's
Tell them what it is.
French dip. That's just taking your sandwich and dipping it into whatever it is that they call French dip.
Yeah. It's brown gravy.
It's gravy, yeah.
Yeah. So what you're looking at is a roast beef poor boy made a serious mess of, in my opinion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you see this all over America in diaries.
Diners.
Huh?
Diners and restaurants have these, as you know.
Yeah.
The faster food places.
Diners. Diners, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is also National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Chicken Soup for the Soul. Uh-huh. What's the difference between that and chicken soup for the bad undertow of your
philosophy? I mean, you know, you could have the chicken soup for the cold day, you know, and if you have a cold, chicken soup. And, or you could have a chicken soup for almost any other thing. Let me answer the phone.
Yeah. You could even give it to your kids. You could have your kids give it to the cat. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things you could make that out of. I don't know why you'd waste the time, but maybe. No, chicken soup. Chicken soup is genuinely wonderful if you have, let's say, the flu. I've been lucky enough. I don't know how I've done this, but I haven't had the flu since I was about 22 years old. And even that one was pretty mild. I went to the hospital. He said, go home. You've got the flu. I saw him again 2 days later. Everything was better. Haven't had it since. We have Togi on the phone. That's an interesting name.
Well,
Togi?
Tozy. C-O-D-Y.
Oh, Tozy. Oh, I wish you'd have told me. Well, welcome to our broadcast.
Hey, so I was going to tell you, I'm over in Austin, Texas.
Right now,
and I listened to you. I downloaded as a podcast about 2 or 3 days late.
And
listened to you guys that way.
Well, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that attendance.
Well, and I just happened to be passing through at one point and caught the show and got addicted. Yeah. And when I'm in New Orleans now, I always stop and check out whatever you've recommended recently. And on my last trip, I went to the New Orleans Seafood and Hamburger Company.
Oh, good choice. If you're in the mood for a burger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had quite a few people with us, so we sampled basically everything, seafood and hamburgers. But it was I want to say thanks, because it was a great experience, very cool vibe in the place. Food was great. It was a good place to watch the game. Like, we just really enjoyed ourselves all the way around.
The game?
Yeah, there was some football on we were watching.
Oh, what football was it? Is it anything that the mainstream would care about?
I don't remember. I was in town because we were going to see LSU play, and this was after that game. So.
Well, sounds like it was an enjoyable day.
Oh, absolutely. But I wanted to pose a question for you, sort of a tiered thing, because when I first started visiting New Orleans 100 years ago, I was sort of that, Bourbon Street frat boy. Give me a sandwich and send me on my way.
Yeah.
And I've developed a little bit since then. So I wondered if you had to sort of break it down into levels, like at a dollar level of like $20, $50, $100. Like, what would be your top choice for restaurants at various price points, I guess?
Well, that would be a very interesting compilation to make. It would also require sitting down and thinking about it for a minute. Because whenever anybody calls me, where's the place to go for the best fill in the blank? I can never think of it right away, and usually I forget the best one. So we'll try this just for a second here. Let's see how it goes. Let's say you've got $40 and you're doing dinner. Light dinner. Does that fit into kind of what you're thinking about?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Then I think I would recommend that you go to Mr. B's and get
the
gumbo.
There's
a reason for that, and it is that it's a doggone good and very consistent restaurant that is also very casual, so it winds up being on the inexpensive side. But it's a terrific place, and the food there stands up to anything else. It might be a little more than 40, but it's not far from there. But I told you that one already, so let's pick another one. I think this time around I will send you over to see how hard this is. I gotta stop and think, and stopping and thinking. The stopping part is easy, but the thinking part is hard.
I'll tell you, the reason why I ask is because when I have friends going there, I always tell them, go to Port of Call and go to Melbourne.
And go to where?
What? To Melbourne.
Where's that?
Melba's is off of Elysian.
Oh, Melba's. Yeah, it's a poor boy shop, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Elysian Fields at Claiborne.
Yes.
Well, that's a good one.
I need to beef up my recommendations also, because I need new material.
All right. Well, you gave me a good cue. I'll bet you you'll love this place. You said... You use the word steak, so I'm going to use, or beef, so I'm going to give you a steak place. It's Charlie's Steakhouse, and Charlie's is on just off Dryad Street, about two blocks off of Napoleon Avenue. So it's in the neighborhood a little bit, but only like a block and a half. You'll see it. They have a big neon sign on top of it, so it's Charlie's Steakhouse. Charlie's Steakhouse is not your beautiful, stunning, take a very beautiful lady with you to it. No, this is it's great for guys. I know a lot of women who refuse to go to Charlie's. I know a lot of other people who have kind of opposite ideas about that. But among the people that like it, which is a lot of people, Charlie's Steakhouse, you start off with their onion rings. They're very thin, but they give you a pile about a foot high. And then they have these really great, super thick steaks, and they bring them out sizzling on a metal plate. And, again, I tell you, it's not fancy at all, but if you're in the mood for a steak, that's a real good place to go. And that's where I would go. Everybody would be talking about that if you brought some people over to Charlie's.
Now, does Charlie's pass your test? Does they just throw down a slab of meat and everything else?
It's pretty simple. They have a very small menu. They have the onion rings, and then they have these wedge salads with lots of blue cheese on them. And then with the steaks, you can get potatoes au gratin. I know they have that. They have French fries. Now we're getting almost to the end of it. And but because they're just very straightforward. If you want something a little fancier than that, walk one half of a block to Pascal's Manali restaurant.
Okay.
And over there, despite the name Manali, which sounds Italian, it's not Italian at all. It's New Orleans food. Their most famous dish is barbecue shrimp. Barbecue shrimp is not shrimp with barbecue sauce dumped on top of it. That's what people around the rest of the country think. Barbecue shrimp is basically three ingredients: butter, shrimp, and pepper. And it's irresistible. They also are real good with oysters over there. They also do real good steaks there, a little bit more elaborate than they do over at Charlie's. So, I think that's two places you'd make people happy with.
All right, thank you.
Well, call us every time you come to town then. If you've got a minute, you may as well. What else do you have to do?
Hey, man, I'll do it.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling. Oh, that was interesting. It's the food show. We're trying to collect the icons of New Orleans eating. What are the dishes that we couldn't live without? What are the restaurants that we couldn't live without? The whatever. And we'll study that some more after first, please, this. Hello, welcome back. It's the food show. Do we have anybody on hold at the moment?
No.
I didn't think so. So this is a perfect time to bring up an important matter. I don't know if you knew about this, but on the 23rd, is that right? No, the 20, let's see here. Yeah, the 28th. No, it wouldn't be the 23rd. That's Thanksgiving all over the place. The 28th, we are doing an Eat Club dinner, and it's the first in a series of dinners that we are going to be doing over the next year at the Roosevelt Hotel. Now, if you know the hotel, I'm sure at some day you've walked through it, especially during the Christmas season when they have it really beautified up to the hilt. And that doesn't make it the Hilton either, But anyway, the Roosevelt Hotel, and we are doing this extravaganza where we not only have the three-course dinner with well, you get some wines up at the front. Most of the wine for this one we're allowing to just go into the orders of the customers at the table. So anyway, this is going to be quite a dinner, and we are making a lot of fuss about the fact that this the WWL radio was in that in the place. For many, many years, the radio station was doing live dramas and their own music. They had a band of their own, and this was during the era of big orchestras that just had a certain sound all their own. And we thought, we could bring a little bit of that back and a little bit of that kind of music. Even we can have a jazz band. You're going to be able to dance, and you have this whole dinner, and the price is really terrific. It's $75 tax tip, wine and everything else. Well, we have one course of wine at the beginning, champagne, okay, and then after that you're on your own with the wines, but it does include the tax and the tips. So this is going to be quite an evening. And we're doing it in the Blue Room. The Blue Room was the big show place where all these nationally known singers and musicians would come in comedians too, and they would perform right there. And that's where we're doing our dinner. It's going to be quite an evening, and at $75, that's hard to pass up. We just today got the last little piece of information that was keeping me from putting something on the website about it, but that was done over the weekend, and so here's what you do. Go to nomenu.com. That's my just my website. Very first thing in the whole newsletter today, you have to scroll down like a little bit, but you'll see after about four paragraphs that there is a line in bold copy. Click here to make reservations. And I just, with my fingers crossed that it worked, I clicked on it, and I'll be darned, it did work perfectly. And you can just put down your reservation right there and then. So it's, and the Roosevelt Hotel handles all of that stuff. That's a major hotel. You know, that's one of the big deal hotels in our area. Or everywhere else in the world, for that matter. So hope to see you there. That's going to be quite an evening. Yes, I am going to sing at some point along the way, but it won't last long, and I'll get away as fast as I can to keep you from leaving yourself. Okay? So that is going to be on the 28th, and if you miss that one, we're going to do some other ones, but they're all going to be a little bit different, or maybe a lot different. We'll see how that goes. But once again, go to nomenu.com. And the very first thing there is you'll see it says the New Orleans Eat Club and just the details. The menu is four courses, good local stuff, and it should be a very impressive evening. It should be, and I think it will be. 260-6368 is our telephone number. Call us up and tell us about where you've been eating lately or about anything else you want to know. If you're curious about this or that, well, I know what is causing that. I don't know what's causing this, however, so we're still working on that. Also, an active countdown here. Well, not exactly a countdown, but the icons of eating around New Orleans. So what are the restaurants? What are the dishes? What are the rest of the chefs, all the other figures that come together to make restaurants and eating at home and all the rest of it special and excellent here in New Orleans. So over the weekend, on Saturday, we did what wound up being two whole pages of these things on our weekend show, and I was hoping we would get some of that today, but only a little so far. So name a restaurant that you think really stands out, that is really strictly a New Orleans institution, and we'll add it to the list and see what we come up with. So the one I started off with was Bud's Broiler. Bud's Broiler, if you wanted to get worked up about it, there's a couple of things about it that could be better, but that's true of most restaurants. So give me one of the ones that you love. 260-6368. Here's one. Beignets and Café au Lait. Now there you have a great example of an iconic dish and an iconic institution, too. The place where they are, the location, everything about that is very special, utterly unique in the whole world to anything like that. The Café du Monde certainly is. So I'm adding that to the list right now. Do you have any more to add to our list? Oh, come on, give me a minute or two. It's only going to take you a minute, literally, sometimes less than that. And I'm keeping track of this, and maybe after doing it a couple of times, we'll have some useful information. And Lord knows we need more useful information, don't you think? 260-6368. Take a moment out and talk to me. Come on, come on, come on. We'd love to talk to you. We always do. Let's see. There's one. Whenever we get in a fix like this, oh, wait a minute, I know what I need to do. Emil is here. Emil, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Hey,
I talked to you the other day about soft shell crabs.
Yeah, and?
And I've got some good information.
Okay, let's hear it.
I ate at Morton's today by the Chipunta River in Madisonville.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because of the rain, but those crabs must have swam right in there because they were out of this world.
Where was
this? They got soft shell crabs that are big. They're crispy just like I like. And they had a dinner. They had a whole dinner that was very reasonable. I'll tell you, that I would recommend that right now for soft shell crabs. Now, I don't know where they get them, but they were good. I was going to get one, but then I got two. And I told the waitress they're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. I think they open again on Thursday and weekends. And I told her I'd be back. The service was terrific. It just rained a lot today, but I didn't ask them where they got the crabs, but boy, they got them. If you like soft shell crabs, give it a try, Tom.
Well, you know, come to think of it, the last time I was over there, I remember it was my wife and me. We were having lunch together, and that's exactly what I had was a soft shell crab. So it was
good.
Did you like it? Oh yeah, it was nice, big and fat, and just what you want out of a crab.
And they looked like females, and they were big. And one could have filled me, and they also give you a salad that's really good. They also gave me green beans and a baked potato. You ain't going to believe the price.
Tell me.
And a drink, and iced tea. $34.
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you told me I wouldn't.
I wanted you to go, buddy. That's why I'm telling you. And I figured you could use a call. And I like talking to you, so...
Well, I thank you very much. Thanks for stopping in.
Wife, and you know the area. You at Krabby Shack all the time. That's my best place for oysters. But, boy, I done found a soft shell crab place that I'm going to keep going along
with. Oh, that's good. Yeah, this for those who might not know where we're talking about, if you're crossing between... ultimately, Ponchatoula is where you're going to wind up. But starting in Mandeville, and you get to the little town of Madisonville, and then they have a pretty good size seafood specialist there, name of Morton's. It's right there on the road. You'll see it very easily.
On good days, you can sit outside if you want, or if you have plenty of room. And it really had parking, and it really wasn't that crowded. It had a bunch of people who really looked like they were enjoying what they had. I didn't really look, and I didn't ask for oysters, but they got oysters too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have just about everything. That was one of the first places to do grilled seafood too, I remember.
And I like Krabby Shack's crab, but this was the crispy one.
All right.
Fat, juicy, hot, delicious.
I think you've made your point.
Thank you very much. They can't miss it. They got a bridge right over the Chipotle.
Yeah, you can't miss the bridge because if you do miss the bridge, you'll miss a lot of other things. Well, listen, thank you very much for the thanks for this report, and we will implicate that and also do it.
Sometime
I hope
I'll see you
future.
There one time. I'm gonna be in there Thursday.
Oh well, you never know. Okay, well, thank you for calling. That's a really good note there. All right, it's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. David joins us over here on the green phone. David.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. I'll be quick. I know you're up on the news, but I wanted to add to the conversation of iconic restaurants and chefs and whatnot around New Orleans. One offering I would have is Chef Paul Artigue at Green Goddess, who was also kind of behind Surrey's, and that it's one of the first restaurants catering to vegetarians in the French Quarter. That's not only that, but I really think that's qualifies as a classic now.
Wait, tell me the name of it again. I'm drawing
Green Goddess.
Green Goddess.
You remember?
Okay.
Remember?
I do. Yeah, it's right across
Old Dog New Trick. Same location, across from Pelican Club.
Right across the street from the Pelican Club. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they're doing great stuff over there.
And who's the chef?
I believe it's Paul Artigue. Paul Artigue, and there's also a cook there named Jay Poggi, who has cooked around a bunch of different places.
Well, that's what chefs do, always, you know, pretty much.
They do. Well,
listen, thank you very much.
Put my my 5 cents in.
Well, I'm glad you did, because we have nothing but nickels around here, even not very many pennies. And a lot of quarters, but hardly any nickels. So thank you very much for that.
$2 bill next time. All right, Tom.
okay. I've got a buddy who every time You have to give him some money. He hands you a fistful of $2 bills. I don't know what he's trying to say, or maybe I do. Stay tuned. We have more of the food show to follow. The news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.